Hello and welcome to FanBizCast. Today it's with Sue Howarth and Dave Clarkson.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really good today. Good. Yeah. Looking forward to this.
Yeah, really looking forward to this. So who are we with today? Who's on today then, Dave?
So we are with the Plastic Bottles Company. And what I'd like to do is invite you to introduce, because we've got three on screen with us today. So if you wouldn't mind, a little introduction for our audience, please.
Hello, I'm Julie Doherty. So I'm the co-owner of the Plastic Bottles Company here in Ulverston with my husband, Glenn. Glenn's no longer an active member of the team on a day-to-day basis, but he's still a director and comes into board meetings. Beside me, we have...
I'm Olivia, and I'm the warehouse manager and quality manager. So I manage all the picking, packing and goods in and goods out of the warehouse. And alongside that, I'm doing a university degree in Ambleside. It's chartered management, so I do everything between business operations to PR and sales, everything else.
Great.
And I'm Helen Bamrose Bryden, bit of a mouthful. I'm an extended family member and I'm the operations manager here at the Plastic Bottles Company. So I'm responsible for the day-to-day running of the business and liaising with, obviously, owner and also coaching Olivia through her business degree.
Great, thank you very much. And we talk about the Plastic Bottles Company, so it's almost like saying what it does on the bottle rather than on the tin. You can gather on this one.
See what you did there.
See what I did, yeah. But just talk to us a little bit, just give us an overview of you know, what the business does and who's your typical customers.
Like you say, we do what we say on the bottle. We have numerous different types of plastic, from HDPE, PET and LDP bottles, jars and other components. And we sell to the likes of the NHS, schools, crafters, fishing, car detailing. The demographic is massive. I could go on for hours with it. No 2 days are ever the same, because you never know which industry you're going to deal with. And literally every day is a school day, because we learn something about that industry that enables us to get them the right packaging for what they need. So it's always quite interesting.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
And I mean, we're putting this recorded together. Where are we now? We are November 2022. So for context on that, where are you as a business? I mean, there are a lot of challenges going on out there in the marketplace. So as a business as a whole, where are you with all of these challenges?
Over to me. Okay. That's the problem. So we don't hide behind the fact that we are the Plastic Bottles Company. We have had discussions at board level as to should we tweak the name because of the misconception that's out there. But actually, you know, we've got proven statistics that back us up in what we offer to our customers. Long before the time where people were looking at sustainable options, we were already doing that. So we were switching our single-use plastics, and we were switching onto recyclable, more sustainable products. There is a market for plastic out there. It's how you recycle it at the end of the day that's the most important detail of this. You know, a lot of people don't realize that what plastic is in what product. So for instance, a bamboo cup is held together with plastic. A pair of stretch jeans is comprised of plastic components. That's why they stretch. So there's so many things out there that people don't realise. And for us, it's about education and getting that message across to people to use it responsibly and dispose of responsibly.
I would say from that the challenge we've got from that is the knee-jerk reaction that people have when you get the likes of some sort of negative, maybe it's like your Blue Planet type thing where somebody sees the turtle with the straw, straws were banned, that kind of thing. So it's about education. That's probably one of our biggest challenges today. And we've got lots of information, you know, a click of a button that we can send to people that are quite happy to share to show that we're as environmentally friendly as any other packaging material, basically.
Okay. And you talk about the education side. I mean, Helen, Jules, you've both said education. And we know certainly our particular younger audience in particular has quite strong opinions, but it's been perhaps passed on from one type of individual viewpoint on this. So education, how are you getting that back out to people? Because it's just interesting what you just said back then, Helen, about bamboo cups, jeans, not even something you'd ever think about. So how are we getting that information out there to really put our point of view across about the whole plastic side?
Yeah, I suppose just we have a great team that will write up blogs of information that will be all over our website available to customers, and they obviously help our team to understand, you know, everything about plastic and the uses of it and what's actually good about it. So, you know, we try and communicate that way. Our biggest thing is shifting over as much of our stock to products that have got recycled material inside, and they get marketed so that, you know, we're trying to push them as a better alternative to what they're currently buying. So we actively look every time a product's coming to the end of the line to then source it in material that's got 30% post-consumer regrind inside of it. And that's not always possible because a lot of the time you can need to go to manufacturer, but we try our very best, and everyone in the industry is trying to move that way. So our range of sustainable options now is growing massively, and we were one of our first, between us and our competitors, to have a recycled cap. So the bottles was the easy part, but then the closures and the caps were actually becoming the most challenging. So between us and our competitors, we were actually one of the first to purchase that from the manufacturer, which is really good.
We have regular contact with the people that sort of help us with the blogs and the SEO, that kind of thing. And the blogs that we have on our website are quite often quite high up on click-through rates. People are looking... maybe it's like the keywords that they want to do, like sustainable, recyclable, and it's taken them through to the blogs, and it's usually a high performer, so they're quite valuable to us.
Yeah, I was about to ask that, actually, that continuation of, you know, there's obviously, you want to educate people, and people are very quick to judge, as we know, you know. Is there an appetite for people to want to learn? You know, or is it, you know, do you find that, is that, or is it sort of quite a mix in terms of reaction?
I mean, I going to events, for instance, networking events, that's been apparent that some people have a very fixed idealism in the head of what we do, which is invariably wrong. So it's all about, it's a bit like when you're in a sales pitch and you've got so many seconds to make that impression. You've kind of got to get that message across really quickly. And then people are prepared to listen, because actually the amount of people that then contact us afterwards and say, I never knew that. Actually, I never thought of that. So it's kind of getting that message across quickly so it opens people's imagination, you know, and the way we do that is, so tell me what you mean by, why do you think plastic is the devil? And invariably they can't actually tell you. Well, I've read it or I've seen it, or okay, so if I was to tell you, and then you know people are open to it, and like we said, it's all about education. It's just having that 10 seconds with somebody to switch the mind, to actually be a little bit more open-minded and to hear what you've got to say.
I did find that the MIDICON that we did, that it was received quite well, people coming up to me and saying, I actually was one of those people with a closed mind. I've learned a lot today. And even one said, I've been putting my customers, turning them away from plastic, but now I'll rethink that because it's more environmentally friendly. So it's a slow process, but, you know, things like your MidiCon, you know, hopefully he'll go back and he'll tell somebody else, he'll tell somebody else. So hopefully word of mouth will get out as well, because, you know, it's important that people have the right facts and not the myths.
And are you sort of stepping out from the norm in your industry, or are you, you know, collectively working together as an industry yourselves in sort of putting this message out as well? You know, what's happening out there that you're representing?
Yeah, it is. We do work very closely with our main suppliers, and we share information and we chat frankly, you know, about what objections are you getting, you know, how are you overcoming this, that. So yeah, we do work really closely with them. And it's really interesting because 9 times out of 10, we're getting the same feedback, just in a different environment, but we're getting exactly the same feedback. So it is really interesting, and it is something that's really important. You know, we are open, we are very fluid with our information. We've got nothing to hide. We are what it says on the bottle. And so people actually respect that, because we're not defending anything, if that makes sense. We're not trying to be anything we're not. And we give people options. And, you know, we give them that information to base their decision on. They can then make an informed decision at that point.
There are two that come immediately to mind, a manufacturer and a supplier, that have a very good social presence in myth busting, in informative information. And it goes from everything, because obviously we've been dealing with the plastic packaging tax now since April, and there's still a lot of misunderstanding out there, and there's you know, they get it as well as us, so they'll use their resources to try and help people understand the packaging tax, or to understand what they're doing about recycling. So we're all, everybody's got their own little bit that they're putting out there to try and create one big, huge message. And the content of it is very, very, it's very good.
That's really interesting, because it's even that message, actually, that as an industry, you are all working together. Because even that actually doesn't, and I'm going to say to me as an end user, and we don't get to hear that. So it's really good to understand that as an industry, that's what you are doing. So Olivia, talk to us. I know recently, and you revealed it to us a few weeks ago, there was an exciting development really for yourselves in this next stage. And so talk to us a little bit about, because this is you as the plastic bottles company now, and the plastic that you're now using. So
one of our manufacturers has been working really closely on a project that they're going to be shifting where they get their plastic from, and it's going to be called a prevented ocean plastic. So it basically means that the plastic is sourced from countries that don't have a recycling system, or they have a lack of infrastructure. So in those areas, they're really overrun, and the recycling isn't going anywhere. So the plastic is collected within a 30-mile radius from an ocean or a major waterway that directs to the ocean. And it's got to be collected there before it's touched it, so it's not polluting the ocean. And there's got to be proof of risk to wildlife if the plastic is in those areas. So that gets collected. And obviously this is creating jobs for people in those countries that are not as fortunate as ourselves. So they manually go and collect the plastic. They take it back to the centre, and they physically pick out plastic, whether it's colours, what's appropriate, what's good quality, and that'll get sorted and then put through a system and cleaned. And if it's not right, it'll get done all over again, and then it'll get sent over to the UK and then we use it in our plastic bottles. So previously, if you look at the likes of a Coca-Cola bottle in the shop, you'll see that they're using bottles with recycled material in now, but they're kind of like a greeny grey tinge. Mm-hmm. And that's because you can't always tell what material is going to be in the recycled material, so it could be all sorts of different colours, and that's why it changes the colour of plastic. But because of this new prevented ocean plastic and how good of a quality it is and how well it's being cleaned, we're now receiving bottles that they may have a tiny bit of a grey tinge, but they're much, much clearer, and they pretty much look like what they would if they were a virgin plastic. So that's a really good thing for us, because it's a positive thing for those countries. It's a positive thing for us, ourselves and our customers, because they're adamant normally on what they want their brand to look like and what they want their packaging to look like, which we understand, because if you're starting up your own business and you want something to be clear so you can see the colour of your product inside, you don't want something that's grey and going to affect how it looks. So we can now really help people be sustainable and have the packaging that they want it to look like, whilst helping out those countries that are struggling with a recycling infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. And as a consumer then, for Sue and I, if we're going to go out and buy a product in a plastic bottle, what are we looking for then? If the, you know, first of all, I'm thinking, am I looking for something that is a little bit discoloured? But now I think with what you're saying now, the whole development is probably going to look like for like with the other bottles. Yeah. So to help out consumers, what should they be looking for then? You know, what bottles should they be purchasing?
So there is a trademark that you can only use if you actually are accredited to use for POP. This is new to us as well. So we've just got that signed off. So that's going to be going up on our website and there'll be a blog about that as well. But in general, they've got to use that trademark, and it's very specific what they have to use on their product to be able to show that that is using that particular element.
Is the trademark out and live now? Or
it's out now, yeah. If you just type in prevented ocean plastic, the trademark's there. But you've got to apply and have a license to use that trademark so that other people can't jump on it and basically pretend. Yeah. It has to be, you know, succinct. So this is great for us and also for our customers, because we have that. So any customers that want to advertise, for instance, their finished product, that they use prevented ocean plastics in their bottles, they can also apply for that trademark, and then they can use that trademark on their website.
Gosh, it's really important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really, really good, strong message. And great for yourselves as a business. Congratulations sort of on that. And what do you foresee as Olivia in your role, sort of moving forwards? Because how long have you been in the business now?
5 years. In October, yeah.
Yeah, and you're at university as well. That's right.
Yeah. I'm in my second year, so another 2 years to go. So what do I foresee? I don't know, really. I suppose just growing with the business. Once I finish the degree, I really want to implement all my learning into the business, and that's what I'm doing as I'm going along and writing up my assignments and my reports, using all of this information to help the business. And just I just want to be part of this. It's growing.
Do you find from a generational, this is to all of you actually, you know, obviously the generation that's there, in terms of, you know, we've come back to the education piece, are there people who are more receptive in terms of a demographic to learning, or is it just across the board?
I mean, we were actually looking at the demographics the other day, weren't we, on the socials. The age is definitely coming down.
Yeah.
And people, I think, are a lot more open to alternatives. I still think, you know, I don't know, it's a bit like when you're involved in skincare and you've always used coal tar soap and that's what your grandma used. So therefore your mum uses it, your sister uses it, you know, and that's how it goes. So that's probably the hardest market, I would say, for us, because it's pre-learned behaviour that it's really hard to get that message across. But I think as the younger generation is coming through, they are a little bit more, well, they're more savvy online, they're more open to what is out there. And actually, they then teach the maybe the slightly older generation of, you know, it's not actually quite like that. And did you know? You know, mm-hmm. So I think, and we've certainly seen it on our results as well, when we're tracking kind of who's looking at what and, you know, who's reading the blogs and who's commenting. It's the 20s to 30s is getting more and more switched on, for sure. So we've had it, guys. We've had it. This one's okay.
Well, no, I'm just thinking now. I'm going to say that. What was that line about the future's bright, the future's orange? That was the old kind of brand many years ago. So I guess that we're talking about a future. There is a future for plastic. There's something positive. Yeah. Again, thinking about the new and next generation coming into it, rather than being put off by the almost like plastics, it's actually within the world. There is a place for plastics. Yeah.
Really, absolutely.
It sounds like that all of this development that's been going on out there, your whole industry is really looking at this, so that there absolutely is a place for the plastic. So yeah, a great future going forwards on it. So Olivia, from your point of view, this, yeah, again, as Helen said, well, we've been there and done this, but Olivia, it's now of your time, isn't it, to do something with the business and develop it on further.
Yeah, and I think the reason that we wanted to do this podcast was because we're obviously doing things to try and move with the times, getting our sustainable options and, you know, using things that have got recycled material in and helping people so that they don't have to pay towards the plastic tax and educating people in that way. And like we said at the start, we don't want to hide behind the plastic bottles name, because that's what we've built ourselves up to be. We're not ashamed that we sell plastic, but I think now, and something that I've learned in uni, is what more can we do to reach further out to people and to really get the understanding across that what we do, it isn't bad as long as you use it correctly and dispose of it correctly. So I think, you know, podcasts are becoming such a big thing now, and the percentage of people that listen to them has grown so much over the years that I think this is the next way to speak out to people and discuss topics like this, so that we can change people's perceptions.
That's it. We like to change the world, change perspectives.
Yeah.
On this. No, but it's been really insightful. I think we feel that we've sort of touched on some questions. Is that before we finish, is there a question that you think we've not asked that you would like, is there a point or, you know, you would like to get across to the audience today?
For me, I would just like the people out there that maybe think, oh, I'll just put that in the rubbish. I can't reiterate how important it is to take 2 minutes to wash your bottle, put it in the recycling, because every bit does count. Wash your tray, you know, anything that you get, food trays, the lot, it only takes 2 minutes. It does go back into the system. Unfortunately, if you don't clean it, then you're contaminating other clean plastics, and then that's when you start getting waste. So it is important for everybody to do their bit and not think that one I'll just discard to one side. Every little bit counts.
Again, I'm just thinking about that practicalities of home.
Yeah.
Just that 30 seconds of washing something and before I put it in the recycling. Because I think we're all trained in this now. We do all put things into recycling, or the vast majority of us do. But
do we always wash it?
Do we
clean it?
Yeah. And do you even rinse out your wine bottle that's glass? I probably have missed doing it from time to time.
Mine's always dry.
I was going to say, I don't think there's many drops left in mine.
Yeah, but it's with all things that you recycle, it's like the cardboard, the pizzas have got the oil on them, and they're therefore not recyclable, but they will contaminate the other things that go in there and make that not useful anymore. And it's the same with plastic as it is with glass. So it is important to just rinse those things out and don't question, should I put it in or not? Just put it into recycling.
And a big one for me, having rescue animals, is dog food and cat food sachets and tins. The amount of people that don't realise you've got to swill those out before you put them in the recycling, and we go through tons because they have to eat, sadly. It's a thing, they have to eat. So I would like to put that out there, actually, because the amount of pet owners that I know that don't, particularly the pouches of food, that don't think to swill that, and that is literally all you've got to do, swill it under the tap, and then it can be reused.
I didn't know that.
Through this podcast, it's almost like every minute there's a learning.
Last time we spoke to you, I learned lots, and then
every day's a school day, Sue.
Every day's a school day. It really is. And it's fascinating.
But every minute's a school day with you guys.
But doesn't that just show what a massive job you have in your industry, even just in this podcast, in this short space of time? What you and I've learned, Dave, to that. So I think keep doing what you're doing and fighting that fight and really getting that message across, because it's definitely there's a lot to learn. We've all got a lot to learn, and I think you're definitely yourselves are leading the way to help make that happen. So thank you.
Thank you very much.